The Rays and Rangers starting a three-game series Monday on Memorial Day. In the bottom of the second inning, the Rangers already with a 3-1 lead. Joey Gallo in the midst of a breakout season as he steps in against the Rays' Erasmo Ramirez.
Chris with a C, Davis is the leader. And Gallo swings and hits a moonshot to right. Goodbye, that ball is history. A no-doubter off the bat of Joey on an 0-1 pitch. Wow, it's 4-1 Rangers. A set by Perez, the runner goes. The pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to deep center field. Hoying going back, still going at the wall. It's out of here and the game is tied. Longoria puts one on a Greens Hill, his 8th home run of the year. He has 4 RBIs tonight, and we are knotted up at 5. The crowd is chewing. Here's the payoff pitch. A swing and a bounder over the mound, up the middle, base hit. One runner's home. Here comes Wayne to the plate, and he will score. Choo, choo, choo. Bounds one through the drawn and infield. And the Rangers lead 7-5.
First pitch to Rasmus. Swing and a ball drilled out into right center field. That's a base hit. Souza is in. Dickerson scores easily. The ball picked up by Chu out near the wall. And Colby Rasmus has done it. A pinch hit, 2-run double up the alley in right center to tie the score at 7. The 1-0. Swing, and that ball hit high and deep out into left field. Mazzara going back on this. He's looking up, and it's gone. Tim Beckham hits a 3-run home run, and in the blink of an eye, the Rays go on top 10-7.
Tampa Bay comes from behind and wins, beating the Rangers 10-8 in Arlington, ending the Rangers' 8-game home winning streak. Steven Souza Jr. among the hitting stars for the Rays. He goes 4-for-5, scores 4 runs. Evan Longoria 1-for-5 and drives in 4. Nomar Mazzara 3-for-4, 2 RBIs to lead the Rangers. Adrian Beltre made his season debut. His single in the first inning was his 2,943rd career hit, tying him with Frank Robinson for 34th all-time. He went 1-for-5 in his first game of the season. The Rangers lose a back-and-forth game, 10-8 to the Rays on Memorial Day. Here's Rangers manager Jeff Banister.
Yeah, obviously it adds excitement, energy, and presence. You saw it immediately with just all of our guys inside the dugout and on the field. You saw the play at third base. Was able to get the single early to get us on the board. And, having him in our lineup also stretches that lineup. We saw where, what guys were able to do. Just his presence creates an offensive aura for us.
What else?
Again, it's that seventh inning. What's your feeling out there between Barnett and Claudio?
The leadoff hit of the inning, sending Jeffers back out there, we still needed for him to be able to go out there and collect some outs. Had Claudio ready for the left-handers once we don't get the out there. And then the hit-by-pitch was really, it was part of the inning, but, set up a situation with the multiple base runners. Was able to record a couple of outs, the strikeout and the ball back to him. And then it's a situation to where, do you let him face Ricky Weeks, the right-hander, veteran hitter against Claudio? All of our matchups tell us that Barnett versus Rasmus is a better matchup in that situation. We knew that we were going to get Rasmus in that situation. Still felt good about the matchup. We tried to make a pitch, an unexecuted pitch. Looked like a breaking ball out over the plate that Rasmus ambushed into the gap for a double. Still, even at that situation there with walking Kiermaier to set up the matchup for him against Beckham, we still felt that was good. Spin guy, we missed with a cutter, and then looked like there was a cutter flat across the plate that Beckham put a good swing on to hit it out of the ballpark. But again, the seventh inning has been something that we'd like to forget all year long. We've got to find a way to get through that seventh inning and record some outs and continue to shut down the innings and get us in a situation where we have the lead so we can get it to the two guys at the back end that have been successful.
With Adrian back in there, Gallo moved over to first. He did what he's been doing offensively. What do you think about his defensive play tonight?
Well, played well at first base. He made some nice plays, moved around well. Footwork was good around the bag, looked comfortable.
In a situation like that in the seventh inning, would that be one where you'd maybe consider going with Kella for four outs instead of just the eighth?
Well, Kella pitched yesterday. He had one day off in between. Situation where he came out of Boston, a situation where he couldn't pitch the next couple of days, had some tenderness, so we want to make sure that we stay away from that situation. He's still a guy that we've got to monitor in innings and pitch count. So if he hadn't pitched yesterday, it would have been an option for us.
Despite the loss, the Rangers got great news. Adrian Beltre made his season debut, went 1-for-5. Here's Beltre on returning to the Rangers.
It'll be the same. Obviously, I will have less time to check out guys at bat and see what they're doing, but the role is still the same. Try to just do whatever I can to help this ball club win ball games. Doing my job and trying to keep everybody on the same page. But it's going to be the same stuff. Hopefully, we can turn around and start winning some ball games.
Tuesday, Nick Martinez goes for Texas, facing Matt Andrews of the Rays.